and good evening.
I'm Ant.
And I'm Deck.
And welcome to Heatin' or Eatin'.
The sure way you decide what to spend your money on this winter. If you choose correctly, you could win a year's supply of either heatin' or eatin'.
Will you choose to give up eatin'?
No more Saturday night takeaways for you.
Or will you decide to give up heatin'?
Your home will be as drafty as a Welsh castle.
And it's time to welcome our first contestant. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Susan!
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me, yeah.
It's great to have you on the show, Susan. Now, out of the two, heatin' or eatin', which one would you give up this winter?
Oh my gosh, actually that's like so hard. So, like, I really like food, because obviously like eating and stuff. And then, oh, but yeah, I really enjoy like curling up in front of the log burner with like a warm, like a hot chocolate. And then, oh! Wait, that's food as well. Yeah, I don't know which one I'd choose, sorry.
Well, Susan, you've actually hit the nail right on the head.
And that is the most fun thing about the show. Both of them are actually physically impossible to go without.
Oh, no way, really?
Mm-hmm. And if you go without one of them for long enough, you will actually die.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Wow.
I know.
Well, time to meet our next contestant.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Richard.
Hi, Richard. Great to have you on the show. Now, for you, out of the two, heatin' or eatin', which one would you give up this winter?
Right. Well, I don't have any cause to worry about heatin', right? Because I work as a shepherd and I work off the land, you see. I've only got one room to heat for me and my sheep, Dolly, and I chop all my own wood, I do. So if I had to give up one, I'd probably choose heatin'.
Right, okay, thanks, Richard. So Richard, you're saying you're going to give up heatin', and Susan, you're saying you're going to give up eatin'.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, time to reveal who's won, Ant.
It sure is, Deck.
And the winner is...
Nobody! That's right, Ant, nobody wins.
That's right, Deck, it was all a cheeky little trick. Nobody actually wins anything.
Join us next time for our new round, Clean Air or Social Care.
Bye!
And now, breaking the news, it's the News Review Podcast.
Wanna do some fighting, wrongs that might need righting? We are heroes, can't you see?
4 weeks of training, skills we needed gaining. Now we're in the infantry.
Friends went to Iraq, they made it safely back. We wanna make a difference too.
Soldiers to the core, we're ready for a war. So what is it we have to do? In the army,
we can drive a HGV.
In the army,
you can bring some fruit to me.
In the army,
deliver petrol, that's not fun.
In the army,
like a cardo but with guns.
In the army,
every woman, every man.
In the army,
went through hell so now we can.
In the army, spent 3 months in a Sainsbury's van. In the army,
in the army,
in the army,
in the army.
We want you, we want you, we want you as a new recruit. We want you, we want you, fully loaded and going to shoot.
Oh, I only wanted an aubergine.
Alexa, how do I build an IKEA wardrobe?
I did not know that you made wardrobes, Kia.
No. How do I build this IKEA wardrobe?
There are no results for you building a you wardrobe.
No, I'm Kia, and I want to know how to build this IKEA wardrobe.
A you Kia wardrobe?
No, IKEA.
That is what I said. You, Kia.
Not me, Kia. IKEA.
You seem to be confused, Kia.
You are. I want to know how IKEA built this IKEA wardrobe that IKEA purchased from IKEA. Just give me the news.
The news. Keir Starmer's approval ratings have dropped. A source close to the opposition leader said Keir Starmer would struggle to build a wardrobe, let alone a cabinet.
That's what I call Trauma 21, a DVD full of fun, youth-friendly, existential sing-along songs featuring all of your favourite characters, such as Rishi Sunak!
Give them the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about tax credits and the like. Yes, man, I mean the bare necessities. One meal a day.
I'm cold.
Just wear a fleece. It's just the bare necessities of life.
Also featuring Chris Whitty.
I came into the public eye when I was 53. I'm calming and I'm patient, as I think you will agree. But still you wouldn't listen, you would laugh and smirk and sneer. So here's a phrase to memorise and get us through the year. Next slide, please. Super spreader, COVID-tastic, winter is atrocious. I'm an actual doctor and this is a real prognosis. Please keep washing hands and covering up your mouths and noses. Super spreader, COVID-tastic, winter is atrocious. It's gonna kill you and you're all gonna die. It's gonna kill you and you're all gonna die. It's gonna kill you and you're all gonna die.
And finally, Greta Thunberg!
First under the sea, first under the sea. Pandemic move over, planet death closer, take it from me. We lived on shore for many years, now we're crying plastic tears. Post-climate crisis, still fighting ISIS, but under the sea.
Yeah! And the so much more. So buy this DVD today, cause there may not be a tomorrow.
Hello, party conference. It's your old mate, Boris, here. That thatched roof on top of a Hessian sack full of salad cream. And I'm here to tell you all that we are going to be levelling up. Why? COVID, terrorism, and global warming are all things. And levelling up can easily overshadow and solve every single one. But I hear some of you say, what does levelling up actually mean? Well, my friends, let me tell you. Everything that you can possibly imagine, we are adding a level to it. Multi-storey car parks will all be getting one extra level. Eye level will all be going up by an average of 4 inches. Spirit levels will all be getting an extra bubble. And we are sticking another level into A levels. Whatever that means. Remember, Prince Philip famously failed to level up. And look what happened to him. Now, I'm off to go and level up myself. And by that, I do mean staring long and hard into my own erection until at least one of our eyes starts watering.
I'm that bitch. Being that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch. Yeah, I'm worse than Teresa. Wanna go for Julius Caesar. If you do not have a visa, then I'm gonna make you leave it. I love intimidation, don't care about my reputation. If you think about protesting, then expect incarceration. Thatcher, yeah, I'm gonna match ya. If you're rabid, gay, black, foreign, yeah, I'm gonna catch ya. COVID-19 lockdown, immigration crackdown. No, I'm not a bully, you just had a mental breakdown. I'm a savage. Closing migrant passage. Send them back to wreckage. Can't swim, disadvantage. You're average, yeah, I'm pretty. Same-sex marriage, shitty. You're gay, that's a pity. My smirk means I'm gritty, not guilty.
Hello, and welcome to the Shopping Channel, putting the Queen into QVC. I'm here to introduce our new floor cleaning gadget. No more tiresome emptying of bags or tripping over the cable. This marvellous machine really helps you sweep things under the carpet. Whatever may be bothering you, dust, dog hair, sons who should be in prison, are easily dealt with by using the It Was Epstein's Fault 2000. So buy today, because someone has to pay his legal fees, and it's not going to be me.
And you join us now live from the 2024 presidential election stakes race, where, in an exciting turn of events, Donald Trump, remember him, has just overtaken Joe Biden on 4-1 to take the lead with 3-1.
Trump down there in the red and fake tan orange, neck and neck with Biden in the blue and pasty white.
But coming up round the corner now and keeping a very impressive pace, we have Kamala Harris on 6-1. She's just overtaken Mike Pence, who's now lagging behind a little on 16-1.
But ladies and gentlemen, it's in the main pack of races that we have a really interesting race going on, because leading the charge now behind Mike Pence, we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson on 33-1.
He is keeping a very impressive speed. He's got an incredibly fast, you might even say furious, pace. I can't quite believe my eyes here, but coming up behind Dwayne The Rock Johnson on 66-1, it's Kanye West.
And not only that, we have Michelle Obama also on at 66-1, coming up straight behind, and she has got an incredible set of legs on her. That's Kanye West and Michelle Obama going neck and neck, and it looks like Obama might have the speed of him.
Well, here she comes from a very reputable stable.
Taking a look at the back of the field now at a more leisurely pace, we have George Clooney and Meghan Markle both on at 100-1.
Well, that really would be a turn up for the books.
And we will be returning to coverage of this event later on, but don't imagine for a moment that anyone other than the worst possible candidate will win.
And if you think that using a dumb personality contest to decide the leader of the free world is asking for trouble,
well, you'd be right.
Hello, I'm from the FDA, and I'm here to talk to you about the Pfizer COVID vaccine. It appears there is a lot of misinformation out there, including how you even pronounce the names of the vaccines. So, I am here to set the record straight. Now listen, it's Pfizer with a Z, not Fees with an S, because Fees with an S goes Z instead of S, Fiber with a P, it's simple as can be, see Pfizer! I'll do it again, it's Pfizer with a Z, not Fees with an S, because Fees with an S goes Z instead of S, Fiber with a P, it's simple as can be, see Pfizer! Now if I say Moderna, that's Moderna, such an easy thing to learn. Or how about AstraZeneca, not in America, and it's a hell of a thing, you know. With Johnson and Johnson, there is no delay. But when I hear Pfizer, I always have to say it's Pfizer with a Z, not Fees with an S, cause Fees with an S goes Z instead of S, Fiber with a P, it's simple as can be, see Pfizer! And that is only half of it. There's a way fate treats me so unfair. How often I remember someone asking, what is this even for? Or is this just saline? Or will I get 5G? So let's make it clearer for you as well as me. It's for COVID with a C, not COVID with a K. That's just a little O, that's O, not OO, add V and then an I, end it with a D. Or you can also say Corona, treat with Pfizer with a Z, not Fees with an S. Cause Fees with an S goes not Z instead of S, Fiber with a P, it's simple as can be, see Pfizer. All together now! It's Pfizer with a Z, not Pfizer with an S, cause Pfizer with an S goes Z instead of S, Fiber with a P, it's simple as can be, see Pfizer! See Pfizer! It's easy! See, it's Pheezy. No, it's Pfizer!
A new study has shown that wives typically earn less than their husbands. These results have been published in this week's edition of You Think?
Funny.
Could use that headline, maybe?
A song?
Maybe voiceover.
Guys.
Hi, Ginny.
We need to do a sketch about Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil. He's been accused of crimes against humanity and quackery.
Mm. But, Ginny, what does quackery mean?
Thomas, thank you so much for asking. Quackery means dishonest practices or a claim to have specialist knowledge in a field, typically medicine.
Mm, great, thank you.
Well, we'd better say something. We don't want to duck the issue.
Yes, but we have to treat it delicately because we can't be flat-footed.
I mean, don't egg us on here.
Either we're down with it or we're not.
Well, I mean, peeking for myself, I think we need to take a deep dive into the issue.
If we don't come up with something soon, we're going to be hoisting ourselves with our own canard.
I don't know if feather this is going to work, you guys.
My God, no. Guys, I am not participating in this. You're all quackers.
Duck jokes!
Hello. You and I, in our palace for two, lived off the state with the Windsor crew. The kids got free and one by one betrayed the crown and now they're gone. Set at home but with time to kill, rereading Philip's secret will. Its effect I can't deny those 99 years have just flown by. 99 years old you were, good old Duke of Edinburgh. Head no filter, joked with flair. If you crossed him, best beware. He might joke about your race and not in secret to your face. Hope I live to 99, filled with swan pate and sparkling wine. 99 years by my side, things are quieter now he's died. He would taunt you viciously, even your disability. Told a child that he's too fat, judged my coronation hat, swearing with his final breath. He also planned Princess Diana's birthday parties.
North Korea, South Korea, can you come in here, please?
Coming.
Ow! My arm!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! What?
Would one of you like to explain why I've just seen a missile fly past the window?
Well, it wasn't me, was it?
Oh, my God, North, it's always you.
Nah, it's not even always
yes,
me.
Yes, it is every single time.
It's literally
that's
never been
enough. I know that as the United Nations, I'm supposed to show restraint, but quite frankly, I've had it up to here with you two. It's high time you shook hands and made up.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, maybe I could possibly do that as well. But the thing is, it wasn't even me that did it, though.
You're such a little liar.
You're not a little
liar.
You're
sure she's mimicking me every single time I've had
enough.
This isn't an episode of Squid Game, and I don't care who started it. I'm finishing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you won't believe this. North has got a nuclear missile behind their back.
No, I am.
Yes, you do. I can see it. It's right there.
You don't have X-ray vision. You can't see it.
North Korea, is this true?
Nah!
Show me your weapons program.
Nah, sure.
Show me your weapons program.
Nah. You're such a little liar! You're so blind! You are so blind!
I literally brought you a lovely muffin!
Well, that's actually a very nice gesture, North Korea.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sorry for doubting you.
Yeah, it's fine.
South Korea, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. But just remind me to never do anything nice for anyone ever again.
I feel bad now.
This muffin is ticking.
What you gonna do when your boiler breaks? Losing all the heat it makes.
I'ma throw away that old gas junk. Get a brand new heating pump. My pump, my pump. My pump, my pump, my pump. My pump, my pump, my pump. My lovely little pump. Check it out. It's one of 90,000. I put it in my house, and it's just what I've been needing to really help my heating. Though it weren't my mission, it's cut my gas emissions. I guess it's kinda nice, but I wanted lower prices. Yes, I can ignore that. I'll struggle to afford it. Subsidies I was given do not cover insulation, so it's not helped me in keeping myself healthy. I can't even stay warm and fed, and all I've got is this instead. My pump, my pump, my pump, my pump. This motherfucking pump. My pump, my pump, my pump. This pump was costly.
It had expensive.
Ooh, I had to sell my aviators to buy these radiators.
It had expensive.
Ooh, I spent my money on replacing my double glazing.
How are you gonna pay for that brand new pump since the housing prices slumped?
What, you mean I actually have to pay for this as well?
Yeah, boy!
Oh. Oh, well, I don't really want it then. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
The government has voted against a House of Lords amendment to the Environment Bill that would have prevented thousands of tons of raw sewage from being pumped into British waterways. So not only do we have to listen to their shit, we have to swallow it too.
This year I plan to go out and live again, socialise and go to the gym. Then again, that all could wait, 'cause autumn television's great, so maybe I don't have to do anything. gonna really invest some quality time. I've got Netflix and Amazon Prime, Disney Plus and Apple TV. I also had Now TV for a while, and BritBox just for a 7-day trial. This is now my life, it would seem. Oh, let's get to it, flick through it, and see what's on our screens.
Don't mess around because she loves new flavors and she'll eat my cake.
But does Paul really want to see me time it badly and then underbake?
Don't try to second guess because the technical is killing me right now.
Thank God for Nolan Mans for adding double entendres like we don't know how.
Cream.
I can't hear you. I said, what goes in baked Alaska?
Ice cream.
Let me some sugar. I am your master. All right, here we go.
Bake it, but bake it, bake it, but bake it, bake it, but bake it, bake it, bake it, but bake it.
Bake it like a buttermilk sponge cake.
I remember when, I remember when I got the call. My manager said it was a great idea. Even my entire family wanted me to go on here. I was a has-been on screen, nothing in a while. And I didn't want a Bush Tucker trial to raise my profile. Instead, I'm on Strictly until they. Swiftly, probably. And my wife, she was so happy when I came home and I said, but instead, I'm in my dance partner's bed.
Come on now, who do you?
Twitter troll hit me on the tube.
I'm here on Gogglebox, yeah. Sat in my joggers and my comfy Crocs,
yeah.
Might be more fun to just go down the shops,
yeah.
Show never flops.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea.
Cheesy fries.
Uh-huh.
You see these snacks and can't believe your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Popcorn and biscuits, they're all super sad.
Uh-huh.
This kind of show is hard to satirize.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of meta.
I'm so tired.
Go ahead, watch more of it.
Uninspired.
Go ahead, watch more of it.
Just a bit.
Go ahead, watch more of it.
Race and Hawkeye, Succession, yeah, that's right.
4,000 episodes of Married at First Sight.
Mayor of Easttown, The Crown and Ted Lasso.
Plus Sex Education, got a catch up on Vigil too. It's too much!
Goddamn, real life gets in the way.
It's too much!
Goddamn, I forgot to go to work today.
It's too much!
Goddamn, 16 hours every day.
It's too much! Goddamn! And I'm spending so much money.
Break it down.
$4.99 a month. $6.99 a month. $9.99 a month. They all renew automatically. They all renew automatically. I'm not quite sure
outages.
I'm watching Strictly. I need to watch Strictly.
Countless outages.
I must watch Strictly. Urgently.
Countless outages. Watch.
That was another episode of the News Review Podcast, starring Phoebe Coop, Thomas Delacour, Ginny Lyons, and Jamie Morgan. Musical direction was by Richard Baker. The podcast was directed and collated by Charlie Ryle and edited by Richard Baker. This episode was written by Charlie Ryle, Richard Baker, Phoebe Coop, Thomas Delacour, Ginny Lyons, and Jamie Morgan. The producers were Emma Taylor and Canal Cafe Theatre. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the News Review Podcast.